Welcome to Weekly Insights at Winthrop Capital Management, where we discuss recent developments currently shaping the markets and industries in the global economy. Here's your host, Chief Investment Officer Greg Hahn.
All right, good morning. So if you walked in the office today, turned on the TV and wanted to walk right back out, I can't blame you. I think we're all aware of kind of what's going on in the news. We've got markets essentially in chaos, and I've decided that Greg chose his vacation on purpose.
Right, exactly.
Sitting on the beach in Florida right now, laughing at us. So let's jump in. It's a market where you've got chaos around the coronavirus that we obviously know, and then seemingly Saudi was the glue holding it all together, and now that has disintegrated. So overnight, we saw futures markets drop over 4% to trigger sell down circuit breakers, meaning that it basically halted trading. Crude oil was down over 30% at one point in time. We're only down about 20% now, but roughly $30 a barrel at the moment. And to me, the bigger story are interest rates. You've got the entire U.S. curve now below 1%. The 30-year Treasury is even below 90 now, right? Or 89, I think.
It was right around 90.
Yeah. So you've got rates significantly declining in the U.S. We all know this is going on. The bigger question is, what do we do with this information? So with the spread of the coronavirus, last week we obviously had a Fed rate cut of 50 basis points. That was an emergency cut. We will likely see another cut out of them at their March meeting. The futures are now pricing at about 75 bips of a cut, which at this point still would not uninvert the curve. You have seen the curve begin to flatten as rates on the long end have come down. And then we got Trump, who signed a $7.8 billion spending bill to combat the coronavirus. After all that was said and done, we got a game of chicken out of Saudi Arabia, where they had announced after the disintegration of OPEC that they would increase supply up to 12 million barrels a day. So that could push oil prices down well below $30 a barrel. Now, while Saudi Arabia can be profitable at those levels, it's important to understand that most U.S. shale companies cannot be profitable below $40 a barrel. To go into a little more detail with that, I'm going to turn it over to Charlie.
Yep. So the OPEC Plus meeting that kind of all energy investors were looking for last week ended up being pretty disastrous for investors and companies. So Saudi Arabia and other members of OPEC sought a significant supply cut to support the crude oil prices that had been pressured from the coronavirus impact on demand. Russia, one of the most important countries in the plus section of OPEC Plus, objected, breaking the OPEC Plus alliance by stating they were comfortable with crude oil being priced around $45 a barrel, which is where levels were going into the meeting last week. OPEC then retaliated by jacking up supply and effectively dropping prices by 20%. I mean, at times yesterday, we were down 30%, but right now, by the open, WTI crude oil should be trading just above $30. So OPEC did this in response to Russia, but like Adam said, Russia will not be the only party negatively affected. Russia has a little bit, can be a little bit more profitable at lower prices on oil than the United States can. United States shale and fracking companies, many have increased leverage and shoddy liquidity levels, will be under a ton of pressure if we have sustained crude oil prices in the $30 range and obviously below that as well. So I guess what remains to be seen is if all the OPEC companies will hold to this current strategy. It's looking like that probably will be the case, but not a sure thing. And how long each of their economies can thrive under these pressured prices, which another interesting point. I don't know the answer to that. And to show a little example of the energy turmoil, Occidental Petroleum, an investment-grade credit and one of the larger exploration and production companies, their 30-year debt right now is trading below 70 cents on the dollar and over a 7% yield. That just shows you how much this has got fixed income investors and energy spooked with the price drop.
Yeah, Charlie, tell me if I'm wrong, but my guess is at this point you just got a lot of just sellers coming in.
That definitely, you're definitely going to have, I don't want to say necessarily forced, but maybe a bit panicked.
Right. Colorado's getting off the street was basically all trading overnight was just looking for bids. No one looking to buy anything. So with that, let's talk about what we're actually doing in portfolios, how we're managing this. So in asset allocation models, last week we began rebalancing, selling down fixed income and buying equity on the dips. One thing I wanted to highlight that has worked on the way down, just to demonstrate, I know early in the year we were adding to low volatility strategies, is ticker SPLV. This is the Invesco S&P low volatility ETF. So year to date, that fund is down 2.76%, not counting today, obviously, while the S&P 500 was down 7.5% year to date. So there are pockets of the market that are working relative to the rest of the equity markets. But to go into a little more detail, I'm going to turn it over to Freddie.
Thanks, Adam. So just going to go over performance and the impact of the virus. Thus far, in terms of industries under pressure, obviously hotel and travel and leisure related stocks have been hit the hardest. Cruise lines, Royal Caribbean, Carnival have lost almost half of their market value, with both of those names actually down another 10% right now pre-market. Airlines such as American has lost 45% over the last month. And then casinos and hotels like MGM, Penn, Choice are all off by well over double digits. And after today, like Charlie said, many of the energy names are going to join the list of market values being cut in half. You had Halliburton, Conoco, Occidental, and Marathon. Right now, they're all down over 35% pre-market.
So what is working? If you get stuff down 50 and 30%, that means there's got to be something that's...
It's really not a lot. But, but if you look at outperformers, certain consumer staples, obviously this is not including today, but Costco, where bulk buying has become a trend due to the virus. But obviously that stock's not safe today. Other than that, video game publishers and basically stocks with that stay at home mentality, mm-hmm. like Netflix. Netflix right now is actually up 14% year to date.
So the couch potato trade.
Yep. So those very few select stocks have outperformed.
Yeah. Okay. So bonds have obviously been the place to be this year. If you're looking at TLT, you're up almost 20% year to date, which is just astounding.
Right.
Especially when we're talking coming into the year, interest rates were so low. I was somewhat laughing and crying to myself as I was writing, because it seemed like as soon as I would write something for this call and I'd prep on Friday or Saturday, right, it was already out of date by an hour later. So with rates where they are, one thing we're doing in portfolios that we'll be aggressively doing this week is shortening duration. As I was speaking earlier, the move in interest rates seems to be more momentum than fundamental. If you believe that global growth has diminished that much, then we probably have bigger problems. But essentially what you're saying right now is that over the next 10 years, U.S. growth is going to be sub 0.5% when you're looking at a 10-year. And when you're looking at a 30-year, saying over the next 30 years, it's going to be less than 1%. And I don't think we've had that dramatic of a change. I think we've seen that the coronavirus can be contained. If you're looking at China, South Korea,
Singapore,
it can be contained. It just takes specific measures that, unfortunately, the U.S. is going to be a little bit more reluctant. We're a little more hard-headed. And so you're seeing that with corporations where they're, you know, putting their entire companies on quarantine, saying work from home. We're contemplating that as well. But At the end of the day, we think that this works itself out. And so what we're doing in portfolios right now is we are adding to equity incrementally. We will be cautious when we do that. We're not going all in. We do like low volatility strategies here. On the fixed income side, like I said, we're shortening duration, essentially battening down the hatches as, you know, there is a stronger case for rates to go up from here. Really what you're seeing here is this flood of flight to quality as the entire globe is buying the U.S. safe haven asset, which are treasuries. And you can see that by the fact that the rest of the world, their rates really aren't moving.
Right.
So it's clear what's happening. This is a point in time when we're talking to clients, we're saying that, you know, just weather the storm and, you know, it's going to be all right. Just stay invested and but be defensive. And so that's what we're doing in portfolios. If there's anything you guys want to add here?
Oh, in our short duration high yield strategies, I guess we'll be incrementally adding strategically with double B credits. They are beating up pretty good. I saw this morning, ticker HYG, the high yield ETF is down 7.5%. That's obviously the whole curve, but still 7.5% for fixed income. That's a lot.
If you guys have any questions or, you know, want anything answered, please reach out to any of us. With that, try to have a great week. Thanks.
All investments are subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. The information presented in this podcast is intended for educational purposes only and does not take into consideration your personal circumstances or other factors that may be important in making investment decisions. You may access and download this podcast only for your personal and non-commercial use. You may not use it in any other manner or for any other purpose without Winthrop's written permission. Copyright 2020, Winthrop Capital Management, LLC. All rights reserved.